Auburn takes down LSU 87-74 and moves to 7-0 in conference play. Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops podcast, and it's another win. It's another win to talk about. It's Kyle Rush, Zepp Jasper, and we're ready to talk about this. Another big Auburn victory on the road. They take down the LSU Tigers 87-74, almost covering the spread. LSU got that last dunk at the buzzer. I don't know if you saw that, and that covered the spread. Vegas will get you if you don't watch out. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to have some fun. Got a couple of things that are a little bit concerning to me. I'm going to let Zepp kind of talk me off the ledge. But before we get started, got to give a shout out to thebarnauburn.com. Sign up today. Get $25 off of your annual membership. And then you can jump in the message board, jump in the conversation, jump in our basketball game threads, which are a lot of fun, a lot of discussion, real-time reaction, emotions, and make some friends at the same time. So check us out, thebarnauburn.com. Zepp, what'd you think, man? Auburn took like 30 more shots than LSU in a basketball game. I didn't even know that was possible, but they sloppily got themselves to a 12-point win. Just give me your overall thoughts on the game.
It was a struggling shooting night once again. It was one of those tough games where we had to play more physical. We played more physical. Our defense was up to par as always. Those guys can handle pressure. So our defense led the offense, giving us points, with offensive rebounds.
Yes.
That also helped us kicking the ball out, getting on the offensive rebounds, getting shots up. Like I say, they had like at least 15 turnovers first half, so they couldn't take ball pressure. So that kind of helped us out, you know, even though we started out super flat.
Yeah, I mean, you turn them over 20 times in a game. Like you said, in the first half, it was just smothering defense. Auburn out-rebounded LSU 47-34 with a lot of those offensive rebounds. Zepp, there was one possession where we had 6 offensive rebounds in one possession. I didn't even know that was possible, and I think we didn't score, if I'm not mistaken. I think we had 6 offensive rebounds and did not score. I don't even know. Again, 25 offensive rebounds on the game. We have more offensive rebounds than we did defensive rebounds. That seems pretty rare. I don't feel like that happens very often. But, yeah, the guys played physical. I'm with you, Zepp. Whenever when shots aren't falling, you got to nut up and play defense. And they kind of – they did that. Janai, I mean, another big game, 26 and 16, and he had 13 rebounds in the first half. I know that. And 11 offensive rebounds, just another big night. Just talk about Janai. And, I mean, he goes out and doing work, goes out and does business every single night.
Well, looking at this game and looking at LSU bigs, they had absolutely no one to stop Janai Broome tonight. Yeah. When I say we could have thrown the ball down to the post every single time, they either was going to have to double or play one-on-one. And playing one-on-one, you can't stop him. He can go left shoulder, right shoulder. He was just unstoppable tonight. He was the best player on the court. Without a doubt, without Janai Broome, you know, things would be a little tougher. But that's why he's the best player in the country, without a doubt. He makes big plays. And every time they cut the lead down to 4 or 5, he made plays and ones, offensive rebounds, putbacks. Yeah. He just did every single thing to win his team to a win tonight on a bad shooting night.
Yeah, and I don't know. I may be overreacting a little bit, and maybe he's fine. He does kind of have that walk anyway, even when he's healthy. But it does seem to me like he's still a little bit laboring, maybe. Maybe I saw him. He reached for his ankle a couple of times, like in the middle of a stoppage. But it doesn't seem to really affect – it seems like it affects him more on the offensive – I mean, on the defensive side of the ball – boxing out and things like that than it does on the offensive side of the ball. How hard is it for a big guy like that when you got an ankle problem? How hard is it for those guys to be able to, rebound and just move it like they do?
It's super hard because an ankle injury is one of those things. It's always going to linger. Once you
Yeah.
twist it and you rehab it a couple weeks and you just getting back into swing, it's going to linger sometimes. But you know, with the player he is, how he plays, he's one of those players. He gets up and down the floor. He blocks shots. He gets rebounds. He plays defense. So he's always going to have that linger, even though he have that walk.
Yeah.
But you know, we have one of the best training staffs in the country, which is Clark. And he's gonna make sure tomorrow he gets the rehab he gets. He's gonna be in there probably 9 o'clock in the morning, rehabbing that ankle, trying to get it, you know, back right to 100%.
Yeah. So LSU just couldn't really they couldn't really muster up much offensively. Honestly, Auburn, the reason they had so much offense is, I feel like Auburn gave them so many opportunities with missed shots. But Cam Carter is a player. He was 2 of 2 from 3. He hit 2 big 3s. He seemed like whenever they would go on like a little run to kind of cut the game a little bit closer. He was really their only thing. He was really the only thing they could go to. He was really good tonight. Sears was good at times. This is kind of crazy. They said that between him and Carter and Sears, they shoot like 90% from or 90%+ from the free throw line. And I watched Carter twice miss 2 free throws. He did it twice. I
Me
mean, if he
too.
was at Auburn, we'd have got gooey fries. But at home, if he was at, since it was at LSU, we didn't get none. I don't know. LSU's got some. They definitely have some weaknesses, but those two guys can play, and they got theirs. Cam especially.
That guy Cam is an
Yeah.
electrifying player. He's one of those players that he can make a run by himself. As we text during the game, you ask, you know, we seen the defense was a little different. You know, on the ball screens, we was trapping a little bit more, trying to put the pressure on those guards. I guess we felt like those guards never got the pressure on them this year, but we brought out the pressure. That's why they had a lot of turnovers. But Cam, he was one of those guys that as soon as he got the ball, he was in attack mode. He was a scorer.
Yeah.
He made things happen. That's a guy who made things happen. I give applause to him because he was very great tonight. Even though he missed a couple free throws, we'd have got gooey fries back in Auburn. That would have been super great.
Yes.
But he makes things happen for LSU, and I feel like we stopped that also. Chad Beckham-Mazzara, with his length, kind of, you know, frustrated him at first, which he got that flagrant. I wish he would have, you know, frustrated him a little bit more so he can get another flagrant. But you know, it all worked out. You know, the game worked out itself.
I can't believe Chad gotten under somebody's skin. That's unlike him. That's kind of out of character for him to get under somebody's skin, don't you
Well, we all know that's what he like to do.
think? Yeah. Yes, he does. I can't imagine what it's like playing with him guarding you. I'm sure he's like got all the crafty veteran moves, like, I'll hit you and stick you and pinch you and pull you, keep you up, but keep it out of the eyes of the referees. He's so much fun to watch. He had a little bit of an off shooting night. We kind of all did, which kind of brings me to my point and a next point, and I want to talk to you about this and just see what you think, see if I'm overreacting a little bit. But the last 2 or 3 games, man, from a shooting perspective, we're in a little bit of a slump, and I keep waiting for like that get back game, and I thought this might be it, the get back game where Auburn just kind of jumps back out there. And goes off and goes on a heater and scores close to 100 points. Now, we scored close to 100 points tonight. We scored 87, but we also shot the ball 80 times, which is probably got to be the most we've shot the ball all year. But you're only shot 40% from the field, 32% from three, which isn't terrible. But I mean, this is 3 games in a row now where Auburn has just been. I don't really know how to put my finger. I don't really know how to describe it other than just off. Is it anything to concern about, or like what are you seeing offensively that it seems like we're doing, or am I just completely overreacting?
Well, they played against a good Georgia team, which
Yeah.
it wasn't at home.
Yeah.
So I knew, you know, playing against a Georgia team that we might struggle. It's gonna be a tough game. It ain't gonna be what people expect it to be.
Yeah.
I knew coming into Tennessee game, Rick Barnes, he's a defensive coach. Their guards play tough defense. Big man play hard nose tough defense. I told somebody before the game even started, this is going to be a super close game because both teams play alike. But Auburn offense is way better than Tennessee's. But Tennessee have a great
Yeah, they do.
defense. So I
Defense.
knew going into that game that we maybe might shoot poorly because every time we play Tennessee, if you look at the background, we always shoot poorly and we always don't score a lot of points, no matter if
Yeah.
it's Tennessee or Auburn. And then I
Yeah.
knew coming to this game, I always do my research. We was LSU, maybe this their first ranked opponent coming into, Baton Rouge, this year. It was if they would have won, this would have been their biggest win of the year.
Yeah.
So I knew coming in that we wouldn't win by 13 to 17 points. I
Yeah.
told myself we would win by 12 points tonight, which I think we won by
12.
12.
Yeah.
I told everyone, I said, we're not going to blow them out because they're going to be happy. They're going to be hyped. They feel like they got confidence. They just played Bama at Bama and they feel like they can win. So I knew
Yeah.
coming in that we maybe might not shoot that well.
Yeah.
Going into Oxford though, I think the game will be better, but there's going to be another team that we maybe might have to punk out. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like they haven't played the physicality, they hadn't played the toughness. So if we don't shoot well, we always gonna hang our hat on defense,
Yeah.
which if we stop our opponent, we feel like we can score more than our opponent.
That's the big thing. And I think most people you have to understand is like the defense travels no matter what. And if you keep holding teams to, under their average in points, you're gonna be fine, even if you're off on a shooting night. Like I understand Georgia was a top 25 team. You played them on the road. Tennessee, one of the best defenses in the country. And then you go to LSU on the road. You do score 87 points, but you shoot poorly. I have taken that into account. I mean, there is some value to that the fact that you have two road games in that last three game stretch for that I'm saying, hey, we're off a little bit offensively. And then obviously you got Tennessee. It doesn't get any easier though. It does not get any easier. The next five game stretch is pretty brutal, Zepp. You have three. I'm sorry, the net three road games in the next five games, and you have at Ole Miss, at Vanderbilt in that godforsaken arena, and then at Alabama. And then your home games, you got Oklahoma, which you should win, and then Florida, which is going to be a really tough game. So you're 7-0 now. This next five game stretch is just brutal. Absolutely brutal. And you don't really get a break until you get Arkansas at home. What are you looking for of this next five game stretch? I mean, with three tough road games, I mean, I feel like if Auburn can come out 3-2 over these next five games, you ought to be pretty excited. Obviously, we're hoping for 5-0, but I'll take 3-2 and be just as happy as can be.
Well, taking one game at a time,
Yeah.
we all know people want a piece of Auburn.
Yeah.
Like no matter what team it is in the SEC, all five of these games will be quad one wins. So, with the team getting at least one win on Auburn out of these five games, they're happy because it's going to be a quad one win, even though we
Yeah.
have way more quad one wins than anyone in the conference.
Yeah.
But I think Ole Miss as a team, they're hungry. They're better this year. We can beat those guys. I feel like they're a good team, but they haven't played against a caliber team like us.
Yeah.
I think we play Oklahoma
Yeah, that's after Ole Miss.
after Ole Miss. They're a great team also, but I feel like they haven't played a team like us with the defense, the offensive power we have. I feel like we can win that game. I think we play
Florida now after that.
Florida after that. At home, it's going to be a tough game, but
Yeah.
at home, we're a whole different team than we are away.
Completely different team.
So
Yep.
it's like we're definitely not losing that one. I think we play Vanderbilt, which is in the ugly arena. In the
Yes.
music, I'm going to call it what did I call it a
You
couple
call it
weeks
the
ago?
auditorium.
The auditorium, which I lost in that auditorium on a buzzer beater before.
Yes. Yes.
So there's going to be a tough game, but I feel like we're going locked in with the best mentality, and we play Bama at Bama. I feel like that's going to be our toughest game out of the five games we play on this five game streak because it's at Bama. Everyone look for it. I promise you this. Remember us talking on this. Everyone is going to pick Bama to win that game. Everyone, not like us, but you know the haters, the doubters. They're gonna predict us to lose that game. But you know, I got faith that we will win that game because a lot of people are looking forward to us losing.
I got so you got you you we're going 5-0 over this next stretch. We're
We're
going
going
five
five.
and over this.
We're going 5-0. We're going 5-0.
I love it. I don't see a loss. How about this? You just talked me into it. I'm not sure I see a loss for over the rest of the year. No, I'm kidding.
I don't see a loss, but mark my words. And look, on this five-game winning streak, when we beat Bama,
I love it.
I want you to know all the players are going to go live.
Oh, it's gonna be bad.
It's going to be bad. Just remember me saying this: the players are going to go live. They're going to say Bama can't beat us. We just wanted their home. My boy Janai's gonna—he just gonna let the fans know.
Yeah, he's gonna get up and Grant stuff. I can't wait. I can't wait for that. Or I want to punt Grant and you know the greatest portal addition in the history of basketball is all we've heard over the past year of Cliff and his you know whopping you know his triple singles that he has every single game. You know the multi-million dollar guy. But regardless, it's gonna be a tough stretch. Hopefully we can end it 5-0. I'll be happy with 3-2. I'll be ecstatic. I understand basketball enough to know that losing a game is not like losing a football game. It's not, you can't watch it like you watch football. I do think we need to kind of turn it around, get a little bit more sharp, a little bit more crisp on offense. And I think we'll do that. I think we've had I feel like some wake up calls. And you got a quick turnaround time before you go to Oxford. But how tough is it, Zep, when you play on a Wednesday and playing on a Saturday versus playing on a Tuesday and playing on a Saturday? Can you tell much in that shorter turnaround time? Or like at this point in time of the season, y'all are just rolling, so you can't really tell the difference.
Being on a team that's rolling, you really can't tell the difference because it's like we're hot. So we willing to play any day. We don't care if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. We just feel like we can't be beat and we're ready for whoever step in front of us. We don't care what's the name on the jersey. We just ready to play.
There we go. There we go. So let's see what happens the rest of the week. And then obviously we head to Oxford to play at what time we play at? 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock on Saturday on ESPN. That game's going to be hot. That is going to be a hot ticket. You know they're going to have that arena packed to come see the number one Auburn Tigers. Another top 25 showdown. It's just like it seems like every other game we're playing another top 25 team. Brutal schedule, but it's been fun, man. It's been fun to watch this team go in and handle business. So, Zep, I appreciate you jumping on, man, after the game. Tell everybody how they can find you, support you, and show you some love.
You can find me on Instagram at RIP_QUAN12, on Twitter at RIP_QUAN5.
All right, guys, you can follow me on Twitter, the_Charlie_5. We'll be back again later this week. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.